News time here on KCIM. Let's check in with the KCIM News Studio and News Director Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. Meg Snyder, owner of Quilting and So Much More of Carroll for the past 12 years, has always included giving as a part of her business model. Now she's recruiting others to help in the production of masks for residents to use as personal protection or if they're entering St. Anthony Regional Hospital or Clinic. Snyder was contacted a few days ago about the project and thought it was a great way to help out during this state of emergency.
Over the weekend, I got some calls and texts and Facebook messages from people who wanted to know if we wanted to make them here because they had seen through social media that other communities were requesting them and people were making them in other communities.
She jumped into action right away, contacting the hospital and the McFarland Clinic.
And St. Anthony got back to me late yesterday afternoon saying that they would take some of the reusable face masks to use, not necessarily for their employees because they're waiting on Iowa Department of Public Health guidelines for that, but for people who come into the hospital or for people who call the hospital and say, I've got somebody sick at home and I really need a face mask. So that's what they're going to do with it at this time.
Snyder says that most people who sew have a stash of fabric swatches that can be used to make the 9-inch by 6-inch double-layered masks, but she's also willing to give out some of her own as well.
I have patterns here at the shop. I have fabric if somebody doesn't have it at home. I have elastic because people tell me that's getting hard to find, and I'm going to be the drop-off point for the masks. The hospital has asked that we don't send everybody up there, just collect them in one place and then bring them up and they'll meet me at the door.
As Snyder puts out this call for the help of all area needleworkers, she thanks them in advance for their efforts.
Just thank you for your help. You know, everybody wants to do something and this is just a small part.
In January, Snyder and a group of other enthusiasts who dubbed themselves the Threadheads began meeting one time per month to discuss their craft and additional ways they can help others. They're currently bouncing around ideas on creating items for the Stork's Nest at St. Anthony. Snyder also sews pillowcases donated to pediatric same-day surgery patients at St. Anthony, lap blankets for Mercy Hospital in Sioux City that are placed over individuals who are donating organs at their death and are paid tribute during the honor walk, quilts for foster children at the Royal Family Kids Camp in Sioux Center, Project Linus, and Quilts of Valor. Contact details and Snyder's business address to help with the production of masks or to learn how you can give to any of these other good causes can be found included with this story on our website. East Sac County Community School District held their regular Board of Education meeting late last week, maintaining a maximum of 10 people at the high school and providing electronic access for others. They did work to approve routine items such as their proposed budget for the fiscal year 2020-2021, the pros and cons of a three-room addition at the elementary versus a four-room one, and whether they should have three or four choir band instructors in the district following the recent resignation of the high school vocal teacher. They also reviewed a proposal from the Iowa Association of School Boards resolution for pandemic response and emergency suspension of policy. The major point of discussion revolved around pay for employees while classes have been canceled and buildings shut down. A motion was made for the board to continue with pay for all employees for the next 4 weeks. This passed unanimously on a vote of 5 in favor and 0 against. The board will reevaluate this resolution at the conclusion of that 4-week period. The Jefferson Police Department has requested 2 arrest warrants following their investigations into separate incidents earlier this year. The first warrant requested is for 29-year-old Yazde Sorter of Des Moines for second-degree burglary, a Class C felony, and second-degree theft, a Class D felony. Authorities say the Division of Criminal Investigation confirmed fingerprints collected from the home in the 700 block of West State Street matched Sorter's and substantiated other evidence collected during the investigation, which began on January 1st. The other warrant requested is for 20-year-old Julianne Bence of Jefferson. Test results on items seized during a traffic stop on March 4th came back positive for marijuana. Bence is charged with possession of a controlled substance, a serious misdemeanor. And that's your 8 o'clock news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Great story about Meg Snyder and the quilting and so much more and making those masks. And I love the nickname, the Threadheads.
Yeah, the Threadheads. Yeah, and I asked her how that was spelled, one word or two, and she said, any way you spell it. So they'll do it that way. So
I just picture these people with like leather jackets with the cutoff sleeves and then Threadheads logo on the back. And
yeah, they're kicking kicking butt and taking names, that's for sure.
And making masks.
Yeah.
And we love it. That's a great story. Thanks, Chantel, for bringing that to us. Check out all the local stories available, of course, on our website, 1380kcim.com, and on our mobile app. It is super easy to stream KCIM wherever you are. So if you're working from home, that's the best way to stay in touch, of course, with KCIM is through the streaming or maybe a smart speaker, things like that. You can download our mobile app anytime for free. Anywhere you get your apps, just search out Carol Broadcasting.